Donna. Good morning. Welcome to a Monday morning. It is the 8th day of December already. It's National Christmas Tree Day. This is the day that your Christmas tree should be up and decorated. If you haven't done it, today's the day.
Mine's up. Yay.
If you wait longer, you're just not an American. If you need some help this Christmas season, Powerball now 875 Woo! Million. Good morning. We're Joe and Josh. You need to know this morning. A jury is now seated in the child abuse trial of Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. Opening statement set for today. More than 200 potential jurors were interviewed over 3 days last week. Small is accused of punching his teenage daughter and knocking her unconscious with a broom. Small's wife, the city school superintendent, is also charged with abusing their daughter. They'll be tried separately. Both have pleaded not guilty.
Traffic problem in Northfield today. A sinkhole on Shore Road at Zion Road has resulted in Shore Road being closed in that area. City officials say it could be tomorrow before the hole is repaired and the road is reopened.
The Eagles are featured on Monday Night Football tonight. Philadelphia is in Los Angeles to take on the Rams.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly cloudy, breezy and cold. Maybe a few flurries, high just 33.
Monday morning, Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Jana's Fangirl Update starts right now.
We're talking about Luke Combs, and I got to say, I'm with him on this one. So apparently Luke is obsessed with the new Coke Zero holiday creamy vanilla flavor. And the best part is, obviously, zero calories. He's trying to work on his fitness. He can't stop talking about it. That's how obsessed he is. But even with all the hype that he's giving them, he talked about it on social media. Coke still hasn't hit him with, like, so much as a free case, which I think is wild. A lot of other fans are like, yeah, what are you doing, Coke? What's going on? He even joked that he might as well just go buy his own Coca-Cola plant since he can't find the stuff anywhere. Oh, that's how Joe and I feel with certain Alani's. Honestly, so we've been there. We've been there. Kelsea Ballerini is done with fans heckling her during penthouse performances. So here's what happened. At a show in Sydney, somebody yelled Team Morgan, which is her ex-husband, and she shut it down instantly with Team Everyone's Happy. Can you leave me alone? Yeah, girl. She later warned on Instagram that if anyone disrespects her or her ex during that song again, that she's going to cut it from the set, which, no, that's one of my favorite Kelsea songs. And we've got the moment that Kelsea clapped back. Check it out for yourself on the Cat Country 107.3.
Today has to do with Christmas lights. Should they be white or should they be colored?
See, that's such a hard call. Because, like, you got to, like, have you ever seen the home videos from, like, in the 50s when it was, like, all colored and it was chaos? And it was just amazing. And there weren't all these crazy themes. Like,
it was chaos and it was amazing
gold.
At the same time.
Yes. It was like, I don't know, like traditional comfy Christmas. Mm. I like that. So like I'm more into like the colored vibe. But there was definitely a time where I really liked white. Like white lights, mm-hmm. buffalo check, all that. I
what
love that
What the hell
that
is
too.
Buffalo check?
Like the plaid. Like the black and red
plaid lights?
No. It's my,
we're talking about lights
it's
here.
It's my vibe. I'm saying because my vibe was buffalo check.
Oh, your
that
vibe.
That was my theme.
Oh, yeah,
and
your
then,
vibe.
So the
I read about your vibe.
Better. What does that mean?
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. White lights, colored lights. Linda has been hanging out with us on the phone. We'll talk about different things. What do you think, Linda?
Christmas lights should always be colored, especially red or green. Or if you hang up white lights.
4-1 for New Country, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. We want to say thanks to everybody who came out. We had such a good morning Friday. We're at Atlantic City Electric, IBEW, their toy drive. So many people dropped off toys.
It was amazing. I love all the boxes that we filled. What a great day.
All the folks, IBEW, Local 210, Atlantic City Electric, they were so nice.
Thank you.
Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and John. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by your friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Rick lives in Egg Harbor Township. He sent us the joke we're going to use today.
Rick, thank you.
When you die at 72, no matter what you die of, it's natural causes. Even if you get hit by a truck, it's natural causes. Because if you were younger, you'd have gotten out of the way of that truck. It's Christmas tree day, and we want to know what's better, white or colored.
Joe?
Yeah?
You might want to add lights to that sentence.
I'm sorry.
Lights.
What lights are
white
better?
White or colored lights?
White. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
White or colored lights, what's your better? Jeremiah says, on the tree, white. Outside the house, he says, batter's choice. So, whatever. Mike says, if outside white, inside colored.
Aw, I like that.
What lights are better, colored or white? Lindsay said white and a tree, she says, that switches between both because my husband and I can't agree.
That's exactly what we do.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Paul is on the phone from Egg Harbor Township. What do you think, Paul?
I'm going to have to say the colored lights because it brings out the decorations, the pizzazz as to where the white, it kind of blends in with the houses, you know?
All right.
I prefer white.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. But
colored is okay once in a while. We'll talk more about your answers, 720-609-383-1073. Or please hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Which lights do you prefer? Let us know. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
And where are we going?
Tokyo, Japan. Police detained a man who allegedly rented 42 train station lockers. 42. And used them to store hundreds of pairs of women's shoes.
Oh.
His collection was uncovered when he failed to pay the bill for all those lockers. Inside, police found pairs and pairs and pairs of used and new women's shoes, some stolen from shoe stores. Why the train station for the lockers? He told police they were a cheap way to store his hobby collection. Also, he's married and his wife doesn't know about his shoes. Good morning. We're Joe and Jay. Need to know this morning. A jury is now seated in the child abuse trial of Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. Opening statement set for today. More than 200 potential jurors were interviewed over 3 days last week. Small is accused of punching his teenage daughter and knocking her unconscious with a broom. Small's wife, the city school superintendent, is also charged with abusing their daughter. They'll be tried separately. Both have pleaded not guilty.
Traffic problem in Northfield today. A sinkhole on Shore Road at Zion Road has resulted in Shore Road being closed in that area. City officials say it could be tomorrow before the hole is repaired and the road is reopened.
The Eagles are featured on Monday Night Football tonight. Philadelphia is in Los Angeles to take on the Rams.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly cloudy, breezy and cold. Maybe a few flurries, high just 33.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
First up, we got a shout-out, Sam Hunt, who's celebrating a birthday today. He's 41 years young today, looking fine. Happy birthday, Sam Hunt.
Happy birthday to my wife, Audrey, who's probably not hearing this because her only wish for her birthday was
to sleep.
To leave me alone so I can sleep in when you go to work.
Audrey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Lisa Carey. Lisa is from Egg Harbor Township. Bo Reeder has a birthday. Happy birthday, Bo. Happy birthday to Sarah Watson of Summers Point. Sarah is 74. Colton Gary of Belle Plaine is a handful today. Woo! Colton is 5.
Happy birthday, Colton.
Happy birthday to Sharon from Hamilton. Kathy Edzert of Brigantine has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Joseph Stackhouse of Cayman Courthouse. Joe is 35. Lynette from Weartown has a birthday today. And Fred Slunt of Pleasantville has a birthday. Happy birthday, Freddie. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Colton Gary.
Woo!
5 years old.
Hold
it. From Belle Plaine. Got a Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas right now. All right, Joe and Jonna, question of the day for this morning. Here it is. We need the definitive answer. Christmas lights. And by the way, somebody said holiday lights.
They're not holiday
lights.
They're
Christmas lights.
Yeah, get out of here with that.
White or colored Christmas lights?
Oh, man.
Which do you prefer? Marie says colored on the tree inside, frosty white outside. I like
that. Cute, yeah.
Skip Martin, my wife combined the two, taking a white set, then a red set, and then had the patience to switch every other one and made two sets of red and white. We won a Stafford Township Award that year.
You know what? Yeah, and that is an award I never would win.
Red and white together is very good, yeah.
I would never win that. I would not do that.
Mike says white because it's the only thing that looks right.
That's so funny. Weird.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
I like the colored lights, though. I don't know why. Like, I get white. I mean, I don't know. Anybody, like, do you think anybody's going to say both inside and outside white?
I like white. Well, I like white on the inside, too.
Lame, Joe.
Ray is from Millville. What do you think, Ray?
Hey, just calling about your Christmas lights. Right. White is a very classic color, but the blue and white and red, green, red, white, all those other colors are still just as classy. So you got to have the color in there, but white is a very crisp and clean, not biased either because obviously I install them.
There's the Backcountry 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Big shout out to our friends at IBEW Local 210 and Atlantic City Electric. We are out at Atlantic City Electric in Mays Landing for their big toy drive Friday morning, broadcasting live. Thanks to Petrosh's Big Top for keeping us under the tent, nice and warm. We had a great, we met so many people. It was a great time, but everybody was just so nice.
I know. And
everyone was in the Christmas spirit.
It was so great. Joe was chatting up a storm. We met so many friends. It was a really great morning. I think that's what we love. We love when
we had a good time.
We just head out there and yap all day, and it's great.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, Cat Country Morning Trivia. We got tickets to another show to give away. This at Harrah's in Atlantic City. Their Christmas in the Air show. The first class Broadway style song and dance variety production. The perfect way to celebrate the season.
That's awesome.
So we've got two tickets for that for the evening of Saturday, December 20th. That's up for grabs on Morning Trivia. All right, let's get back to our question of the day today. Your Christmas lights, which is better, colored or white? Jamie is on the phone from Cape May. What do you think, Jamie?
I think colored. White's boring.
She said white's boring.
Yeah.
Susan could go either way. Just said to the hubby one night white, one night color. But Susan has a big if, she says, or big don't. She says she doesn't like blinking lights.
Oh, really? I don't mind blinking lights. I love that. Yeah.
We just got a new tree we paid like $8,000 for, I think.
Oh, my God. They are so, even the fake ones, they're so expensive. It's so true.
But it's a lot.
Yeah.
But you can, it comes with this little remote, and you can change from white to color.
That's what I did.
Blink or blink fast or fade. It's like I'm running my job at home with a Christmas tree.
Joe syncing it to music, doing what he does. That's so funny.
Tony is on the phone from Galloway. What do you think, Tony?
I'm just calling to correct you on your light.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
They are not white lights. They are clear lights.
Oh.
As far as the light contest, big goat, I like them all colors. But I don't want to be negative, but they are clear lights, not white lights.
Did he just say he doesn't
want to
be
negative? But he is negative.
What are you doing to me?
No one says, Mom, look at the clear lights.
Right.
Says, Mom, look at the white light. I think it's an impossible question this morning. No one's going to get the answer. That's my guess. We'll see what happens in 10 minutes. We have one more comment of note on our white or colored Christmas lights.
Yeah.
I really like this. This is from Amy. She said, childhood equals color.
Right.
Adult life equals white.
So, like, when you have kids, you're going to be, you'll do colored lights. And then when you're not...
When you were a kid, you liked the color better, but as an adult, you like just a fine white.
See, I switch it up on my tree literally every other day because it changes. I can change it.
So you have one of those $8,000 Christmas trees as well.
I do, and it's the best.
All right, another Christmas song for you. It's the 179 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
179 Days of Christmas. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, two tickets to see the show Christmas in the Air. It's Saturday, December 20th at Harrah's Resort in Atlantic City. It's a first class Broadway style song and dance variety production. The perfect way to celebrate the season. So you got two tickets to that show at Harrah's Casino. When you win, here's the question. Including all restaurants, from fast food to fine dining, French fries are the most frequently listed menu item in the United States. You'll find French fries on 60% of menus in the United States.
Yeah, that tracks.
What's second besides French fries? The second most popular item that appears on restaurant menus in this country.
Ranch. I win.
Ranch.
Next question.
You mean ranch dressing?
Yeah.
No.
Who doesn't like...
No,
there's ranch like literally everywhere.
No, that's like a condiment. This is
so you're talking about real food?
Yes, I'm talking about...
Okay. So, like, not like soda.
Why are we talking about fake food?
Real food.
It's a real food item. It's not a drink. It's not a condiment. Across all restaurants, from fast food, fine dining, French fries appear on more items than any other restaurant item. What's number two after French fries? It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, two tickets to see the show Christmas in the Air. It's a Broadway-style song and dance variety production. The perfect way to celebrate the season. It's coming to Harrah's Resort in Atlantic City Saturday, December 20th. Here's the question. Across all restaurant types, from fast foods to fine dining, French fries appear on most menus. 60% of all restaurant menus in the United States have French fries. What's number two behind French fries?
Oh, that's a good question.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country. John, I didn't think we'd get a winner on trivia, and our first caller got it. Kayla got across all types of restaurants, French fries appear on most menus. What's number two? Chicken sandwiches. I would not have guessed chicken sandwiches.
No, ranch. Hello. Ranch is the correct answer, just not the one we're looking for. Ranch is delicious.
I would have thought pizza or pasta or maybe hamburger.
Yeah.
But I guess
chicken sandwich.
Chicken. And she was close with the chicken fingers, chicken nuggets, too. So.
Yeah, I definitely would have guessed chicken fingers over chicken sandwich.
Everybody has French fries. Good morning. We're Joe and you need to know this morning. A jury is now seated in the child abuse trial of Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. Opening statement set for today. More than 200 potential jurors were interviewed over 3 days last week. Small is accused of punching his teenage daughter and knocking her unconscious with a broom. Small's wife, the city school superintendent, is also charged with abusing their daughter. They'll be tried separately. Both have pleaded not guilty.
Traffic problem in Northfield today. A sinkhole on Shore Road at Zion Road has resulted in Shore Road being closed in that area. City officials say it could be tomorrow before the hole is repaired and the road is reopened.
The Eagles are featured on Monday Night Football tonight. Philadelphia is in Los Angeles to take on the Rams.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly cloudy, breezy and cold. Maybe a few flurries, high just 33.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, a Brady Bunch prequel, but it's a dark Netflix series about what really happened to Mike and Carol's first spouses.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, where?
I'd watch it.
Number two, my ducks are all in a row, but they're doing the Macarena. Number three, I bet one of Oprah's favorite things is having $3 billion.
Yeah, it's probably great.
Number four, having coworkers is like being in an arranged marriage. Here's who you're stuck with. For Joe and Jonna, these are my favorite tweets. This one should get you thinking, kids. Number five, funeral slideshow of you checking your phone through the years. See, it's not that. It's 32. I don't know what it is in Las Vegas, but it's got to be warmer than this.
Right?
We've got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to see Luke Combs in Las Vegas. Airfare, hotel, $500 in spending money, and tickets for you and your pal, all included in the trip. To win, you need to listen five times every weekday this week. More chances, more codes you get, better your chances of winning. We give you codes every morning at 8:20 and 10:20, every afternoon at 1:20 and 4:20, every evening at 7:20. Here's your first code of the day, 714.
714. It's the Luke Combs button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. 714. You're going to type it in. You're going to be on your way to warm Las Vegas, Nevada to hang out with Luke Combs.